I stepped into the dimly lit bar, the soft hum of conversation and the faint scent of alcohol immediately enveloping me. My heart pounded in my chest, a mix of anger and anticipation fueling my every step. I was here for a reason, a purpose that had been brewing in my mind for weeks. My boyfriend, Sean, no, Chase, had crossed a line, and I was determined to make him regret it. The black dress I wore hugged my petite frame, accentuating my curves in a way that made me feel both vulnerable and powerful. My brown hair cascaded over my shoulders, and I knew my brown eyes held a spark of defiance. I wasn't just here to drink. I was here to prove a point, to myself and to him. I slid onto a bar stool, my fingers tracing the cool surface of the counter. The bartender, a tall, muscular man with dark skin and a confident smile, caught my eye. His name tag read, Jermaine. My pulse quickened. This was too easy, almost suspiciously so. But I wasn't about to question fate. As I adjusted my dress, subtly pushing my B-cup breasts up to create a more enticing cleavage, Jermaine approached. What can I get you? His voice was deep, smooth, like velvet. I felt a flutter in my chest, but I schooled my features into a casual smile. A Cosmo, I replied, my voice steady, and maybe some company. He raised an eyebrow, his gaze flicking down to my chest before meeting my eyes again. You're not from around here, are you? I laughed, a light, airy sound that felt foreign to my own ears. Just trying to make connections, I said, leaning in slightly. You know how it is. Jermaine placed the drink in front of me, his fingers brushing mine for a moment longer than necessary. Sure, new in town, huh? I took a sip of the Cosmo, the sweetness masking the bitterness in my heart. Something like that. I paused, my gaze locking with his. Do you have anything darker? His grin widened, and I could see the wheels turning in his head. Like a stout? I shook my head, my smile growing more daring. Something big, dark, and tall. Jermaine chuckled, a low rumble that sent a shiver down my spine. You're a little rusty with the flirting, but I like your style. I leaned closer, my voice dropping to a whisper. I'm not here for games. I need something specific. His eyes narrowed, curiosity sparking in their depths. Oh, and what's that? I took a deep breath, my cheeks flushing as I confessed. I'm looking for a black man to sleep with, for revenge. Jermaine's eyebrows shot up, but he didn't look away. Revenge, huh? Against who? My boyfriend, I said, the words bitter on my tongue. Chase. He's possessive and racist. He said if he ever found out I'd been with a black man, he'd disown me, like I'm his property. Jermaine's expression darkened, but only for a moment. Then he smirked, leaning in closer. And you want to prove him wrong. Show him you're not his to control. I nodded, my heart racing. Exactly. I want to take you in the back room, right now. Jermaine's smirk grew, and he glanced around the bar before leaning in even closer. You're in luck. I've got a room in the back. I use it for special occasions. My breath caught in my throat. What do you mean? He winked, his voice dropping to a conspiratorial whisper. White women like you, looking for something they can't get at home. I've got just what you need. I felt a heat bloom between my legs, my dampening at the thought of what was to come. And what's that?